The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Rideau-Carlton Raceway and its subsidiary companies or Standardbred Canada. It has been a rough week for the horse people here at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and the whole thing, I'm not afraid to say, could have been avoided. This did not have to happen. A very costly 4 days of racing has been lost, and nobody feels that more than the gentleman on the other end of my line, John McMillan, a director with the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association. John, welcome to Trot Radio. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Norm. I just wanted to say you guys have a great show, and kudos to you and Standardbred Canada for doing this. I never miss an episode, and it's great for harness racing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's been a tough week for you. It's been a tough week for your association. But I'm still left with the conclusion that, quite frankly, this did not have to happen.
We are disappointed that we weren't involved earlier on in the process. We didn't find out until 24 hours before the cancellation of the first program last Thursday. I was speaking with track officials when they gave me the news. Obviously, we're looking to move forward from here and get back to racing, and most importantly, try to make it up to the fans in some way.
The issue of culpability with respect to that, who does that fall to? I understand the commission did it in rather quick order, and it was like, boom, bang, here we go.
Yeah, I'm not really privy to that information other than the fact that I know we as an association were not contacted by the ORC prior to the shutdown. It was Jean LaRose from Rideau-Carlton that let us know there wouldn't be any racing for at least a few days. So I'm not really sure who to point the finger at, and like I said, we just want to move forward and make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
For those who are unfamiliar, the issue surrounds the gondola, and you and I will both agree it's a very old structure. You have announced races there in the past year. Do you think it's unsafe?
You know, I'm not an engineer or an architect, but I would be completely comfortable working in that gondola.
Hmm. You received a copy of the structural engineer certificate, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And what finding did that come up with?
Those findings, from what I read, and that was a document, I guess, that came out about 3 weeks prior to this happening, it said that it was structurally sound and there were a few cosmetic items that needed to be upgraded over time.
And this was an independent study, correct?
Yes.
See, this is where the politics comes through so loud and clear, and everybody involved knows what the hell's going on here, because, okay, Rideau has its own independent consultant, says it's safe. The commission has its own independent consultant saying it's not safe. So, you know, who's kidding who? We're playing a political game here, and it doesn't have to happen. And there are reasons that I can't get into now for why I think it's a political game, but certainly those events would tend to indicate that it is. You tried to talk to the ORC some time ago when they did bring some of their officials over to take a look at the gondola, did you not?
Well, there was a meeting last Thursday night between Rideau-Carlton and the ORC, and I actually showed up unannounced just to try to be part of the process and see if I could offer anything that would get us back racing quicker, but the ORC did not want me to be part of that meeting. Since then, they have called me a few times and tried to lend a hand to get us back racing quickly, so I have to give them credit for that, but it was certainly disappointed that I wasn't involved more in the process.
I don't blame you. Can you give me a ballpark figure as to how much revenue you think the horsemen in the backstretch have lost?
Well, probably about $300,000 would be the purses that we didn't get to race for. But there's a lot of other costs. Like, I can tell you myself, I've been in Peterborough, Flamborough, Woodbine, running the roads. It's tough this time of year, especially. And the uncertainty with owners, I know a few trainers have lost horses. They've gone to other jurisdictions where racing was more certainty in the coming weeks. So it's difficult to actually quantify the loss to the horse people, but it's the uncertainty as well that we're trying to avoid in the future.
And it's the irretrievable losses. I mean, let's face it, if you drive the 3 hours down to Peterborough to race at Kawartha, which has a smaller purse structure, and all you get is a third, it'll barely cover your gas for the way back.
That's true, Norm. And another thing to consider is the horsemen in Peterborough have nothing to do with this whatsoever, and all of a sudden they have an influx of horses from Ottawa, and they can't get their horses raced. Their regular catch drivers lose income as well, because some of us Rideau-Carlton guys bring our own driver. So it displaces a lot of people. And it definitely, the costs go further than just the horsemen here in Ottawa.
Certainly. Like I said, there's the issue of what actually comes out of pocket. I may get in trouble for saying this, but I think the commission could have handled this a lot better. Your opinion?
Well, I'm a racing participant, and I'd like to continue a good relationship with the Racing Commission, so I'd rather not comment on that.
Fair enough.
But I can say that in the future I'd like to see better communication with the Racing Commission and the National Capital Region Harness Horse Association. We as a group have a great relationship with the racetrack, and those lines of communication have been completely open. Jean LaRose has been on the phone with me morning, noon, and night, keeping us updated and assuring that his team is doing everything they could possibly do to get us back racing. So that was important to us, and it meant a lot.
Johnny Mack, you're a classy guy. Thank you so much for coming on and shedding some light on this entire situation. I tend to get a bit emotional about things when it comes to lost racing days. And I don't really have the same financial stake as you guys. I'm just a racing nerd who wants his racing back. And again, thanks for shedding some light on this.
Thanks a lot for having me, Norm.
Take care now. Well, there goes my invite to the next OSS Super Finals. Just for the record, once again, the opinions expressed are not those of Rideau-Carlton Raceway or of Standardbred Canada. They are those of the host and the participants. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. Happy racing, finally.